How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
The Kate Daly Show, because all opinions matter, and George Soros will pay good money for them. The show starts now.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means.
Not all of you are committed to my husband, and I respect that. Your candidate might be better on, I don't know, health care than Joe is. But you've got to look at who's going to win this election. And maybe you have to swallow a little bit and say, okay, I sort of personally like so-and-so better.
And the character of the country, in my view, is literally on the ballot. What kind of country we're going to be? Four more years of George.
I did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Happy Hunger Games. And may the odds be ever in your favor.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. How are you today? Wow. So much to say. So much to say. So hard to find the words. You know, I would like to take your calls in this hour because I know you have a lot to say. And I do. I mean, there are a lot of thoughts rolling around in my brain. It's funny. I have to say, I get a lot of messages of meanness. But mostly it's from... the meanness is coming from, well, not only the brainwashed leftists, right, that think they're the new state of America's is a victory. But then you just think, how can people be this lame? I don't know, but here we are. And then you have the people that are like, you believed in Q. How do you feel now? You know, these guys. And I'm laughing because I've tried to remain very objective about Q the whole time since 2017. And I've said this many times on the show, and I'm actually taped. I mean, I have a tape, I roll tape, and I have podcasts. So you can go back and listen to any podcast of mine. But it's funny when people put words in my mouth. I thought you said Trump was going to make us safe. When have I ever said that? When have I ever said this? I would love to know. So the words in my mouth are kind of frustrating, I have to say, right out of the gate, because it's frustrating to get told, you said this, when I know I didn't. And I've said over and over and over again, we're putting emphasis on the wrong thing, and that we are to blame for letting government get this out of control. And there were some wonderful words that Tom Woods, former guest on the show, put out there. And these are the words of Larry Bean, a Lutheran pastor, actually. And he said, you know, when you're right, you're right. And he said, I want to commend the left. He said, they are much better at government than the right. The left understands that governance is ruthlessness. They understand that you succeed by social and political tyranny, by squashing free speech, by crushing dissent with mob rule and fear, by control of information, by dominating all the institutions of society, by seizing the reins of power and using it not to defend the liberties of the people, but to compound even more power, like pyramiding interest upon interest to build a fortune out of thin air. The left has fostered cancel culture, has rolled back all standards of law and order and decency, to where those who agree will be removed. It is a fact of life, and fear of being unpersoned and unable to provide for one's family is the ultimate means of totalitarian control. Whether this is done by hard tyranny with boxcars and camps, or soft tyranny with social credit control, It doesn't matter. The goal is control, fear and unquestionable, unchallengeable goal control. The left understands that the news and history are not things to report, but things to control and use for the sake of control of the people. They understand with iron fist and the velvet glove. They understand how to remake education into propaganda for control. They also understand that the real power is not the doddering, demented figurehead, but rather the power is in the deep state, the swamp, the murky underbelly of where deals and threats are made. For that is where the behind-the-scenes control resides and multiplies. And while most Americans are either too naive, stupid, or distracted, or afraid to fight back, while they are easily bought off with promises of free stuff and enforced equality, promises made by every despotic regime in history, and while useful idiots believe fairy tales of CIA operatives on news channels pushing silly conspiracy theories about an insurrection and a coup attempt, all the while footage from 2016 Inauguration Day violence and actual 2020 insurrections are available for all to see, the slack-jawed subordinates follow along like zombie lemmings, empowering the very people who will enslave them. So, he said, so today it is more important to be the dissident, to encourage people to encounter, to have dissenting thoughts. Now, there have been a lot of things that have been tough to explain all along that have happened. And I can't negate that. There were things all along that were strange and that looked like they were happening. And who knows? Maybe some of them were. Kamala Harris not resigning her seat to the very last second that she could. You know, all kinds of things. Not that that's hasn't been done before, but it is highly unusual. There were a lot of things like that. So you can't cross any of that out. If it's disinformation, if it was disinformation, it was disinformation at its finest because there were a lot of truths spoken, I think, about things. At the same time, we said, by today, you would know who was on which side, who was being played, who was not being played. The problem is not knowing how much a part of being played people were. So knowingly or not knowingly, right? And that, who knows? I don't know if you'll ever get answers to that. There are things that Q brought up that you cannot disregard because they were truths about this conspiracy, which JFK talks about openly. They all have, okay? This is nothing new since the dawn of time. At the same time, you've got a lot of people lulled into thinking that big things were going to happen today. Once the Electoral College count went down in a false flag where they demonized the right and they halted the proceedings of what was going on in the very beginning, they didn't get through that whole meeting that day. And it was supposed to last all day long and maybe into the next day. Who knows? The writing was on the wall, right? And we talked about it freely on the show. We talked about it. We went over it. We said, you know, look, that doesn't look good. And when the Supreme Court did what they did to the fraud case coming out of Texas, when they turned their back on a very visual, open, blatant fraud, that writing was on the wall too. And we said by today, if no huge, deep declassifications went out, if there wasn't some sort of something to happen to preserve the Republic in any way, that you would know, we would know, I would know, everyone would know. This, you know, now we can look back and we can see all of this. There were strides that were made in the last 4 years to expose fraud, to expose criminality within the intelligence agencies. And now, right now, they're on this huge campaign to restore your faith in what they do. And what they do, I find pretty disgusting. So, pressing forward, what can we learn from all of this? And I really tried to be fair on having a lot of different takes on the show. You know, I had Juan yesterday. I didn't believe anything Juan was saying. Sorry, I just didn't. I had Joel Skousen on Friday. Did believe what he was saying because I think it made a lot of sense. There still were things that were hard to, I think, figure out in the information zone. But I still, you know, all the different guests we have, I want to hear what they have to say. And then I want to take all of it in, like we all should, and then field out what makes sense and what doesn't. What is common sense? What is not? What is, you know, what's right before our eyes? What is not? And when I have guests on the show, it doesn't mean I always agree with everything they say. It just means that I want to hear them out. I've even had hardcore leftists on the show. I want to hear what they have to say. Doesn't always mean I'm sitting there agreeing. So when we move forward, I think the biggest lesson right now is, what did we learn? What can we learn? How are we going to deal with this whole new? And I have to agree with those words of that pastor, that Lutheran pastor that I just read, because I'm telling you, there was a lot of truth there. They should be congratulated on their ability to run politics like nobody else can. Those words were from Larry Bean, a Lutheran pastor, Bean with an E. And I'm telling you, we're up against a lot, and I know we are. And so I'm not going to try to be the depressing, you know, jump off a cliff radio today. At the same time, we're going to talk about how to move forward and navigate through this, because we're really going to need each other more than ever. The left is calling for unity, and I have to laugh at that. I mean, they only want unity and propaganda. The Republican Party is trying to repair itself by saying, well, we don't differ in policy. We only differ in personality. And that's a bunch of junk. Give me a break. Give me a break. We saw just what happened, right? We saw that both sides work for the deep state. Both sides will be told what to do. Both sides won't stand up for anything. I even saw Senator Mike Lee pandering to Biden in his post today. I mean, it was really sad to see that. Really sad. And he couldn't wait for more bipartisan legislation. I mean, bipartisan, that's your answer? Come on. We know better than that, right? So there's all this going on, and I want to get your take on it. I'll open up the phone lines coming back. You know, what do we need to know? What do we need to know? By the way, people are asking me for the fact, for the insert for the vaccination. I posted it on the Kate Daly Show page. They didn't have to do an insert because we're in an emergency. See, they got away with not having to give you an insert with all the information. So what they did was they gave you a fact sheet. They give people a fact sheet. And what I posted, I circled the parts for the fact sheet for the COVID-19 gene therapy shot. And what you need to know, because they say it all along, it doesn't prevent COVID. This is not approved for COVID. I mean, they say it, they keep saying it. And so listen to them when they tell you. And then, of course, I just have so much to say, do I not? Always. I just wanted to end this particular segment with this. I love this from Connor Boyack. He said, inauguration thoughts stolen from his friend Clark. The devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and said to him, to you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours. Yeah, very, very true. Be right back. That's what we've got today. Be right back on the Kate.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
What I hate is a statesman speaking out of both sides of his mouth. What I hate is a war still going on down in the South.
Hi there, welcome back. Hey, Daly Show, a little Merle for you. I love change. This.
A little bit of it all.
That is what we live for, isn't it? And I'm grateful for that.
What I hate.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to ABC Auto Body Central. They're the ones that will fix your car if you're in an accident, and they'll do it beautifully and fast. These are the guys I trust. I've taken my cars there, and they've just been amazing. ABC Auto Body Central, you get to choose your provider, so choose them because they're really, really good and honest. Same thing with Dr. Diet. If you're looking to kick some weight, this is the greatest way to do it because it's fast. And I'm telling you, when people tell me off the air, you know, their success with Dr. Diet, and then, of course, they're always asking me, is that true? Yes, it is. Yes, it's hard to kick the weight without a little bit of help and accountability, and that's exactly what they're there for. Go to Dr. Diet, mention my name, Kate, and get some free gifts. Oh, I know, you're going to love me for that one. It's awesome. And anyway, Dr. Diet, 628-DIET is the phone number. Listen, my gut told me that things would turn out a little differently and that there might be some fell swoop things that could happen, like the Electoral College count. Maybe we would have some patriots stand up, that the Supreme Court would do what they were supposed to do. And I really did. I felt pretty decent and positive going in. I also shared yesterday that I felt deeply about the fact that maybe this is what we need to hit rock bottom. Because what are we going to learn? You know, what are we going to learn? And we're going to learn so much in the next 4 years about how to fight back and how to regain our country if we can. And we're also going to learn how to deal with the totalitarian communism regime that we have. Biden is the president, the Communist Party picked. First time in history, openly, the Communist Party, this was their candidate. So with that said, 45 years in office, never standing up for your liberty, and he won't now, and we know that. Anyone listening to this show knows that. So here's the deal. There will be a win of the battles, might not be the war, but there are battles we can win, and we have to concentrate on those. And I will always take in all the information and give you my honest take on it. And I'll tell you something, there were a lot of pieces of information that could not be explained. And that is always something I'll share on the show. And you know, my post this day 4 years ago was absolutely not very much different than it is today. My message has been pretty consistent for 4 years. I mean, honestly, it's kind of funny, interesting. And by the way, Biden had to fill the crowd with flags in order to show you that somebody to show you a full place in front of him. That was kind of interesting. It looked really, actually really, really creepy, did it not? So I just had to say that. I also, and we'll continue to look at information as it comes and everything else. By the way, grazing permits restored to the Hammond family after the whole thing went down in Oregon, and this is what they were trying to draw attention to. They finally got that back. Pardons, all kinds of stuff today. This was my post from 4 years ago. 4 years ago. I don't know what is the next 4 years will be like, to be honest. I do not have a whole lot of faith in government. Whatever happens, what we do as individuals and in our homes will be the most important thing we can do to understand liberty and restore it. Washington is so corrupt, I cannot, it cannot do it. The one thing I do love, though, is that Trump called out the deep state, those that are really in power in our country, and someone needed to do it. It is the elephant in the room. This isn't about party versus party anymore. The people need to wake up. This is about people versus the globalist elite who do not want free people governed by a constitution. Until people finally realize this, we cannot help this country. That was 4 years ago today. Pretty sure the message has stayed the same on my part anyway. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
I have to tell you, I have never been so disgusted in my life.
Yeah, it was quite a show today.
Truly disgusted. Mm-hmm. We have a president who has, out of his own mouth, shown us what an incredible criminal he is.
Mm-hmm.
We have a vice president who hoard her way to the top.
Yep.
We have millions and millions of people, and I don't think it's 75 million. I'll bet you it's closer to 130 million if you listen to your guests yesterday.
Yes.
That stood up, and yet it wasn't enough to break down the barriers of the corruption, because the corruption has so much money and so much power, and it doesn't just stop at the top. It goes all the way to the bottom, and we only have to look at Utah and our senators and our legislators to know that this apple is rotten to the core.
Yes. Amen. I agree. Thank you for that. I totally
you're welcome.
Agree.
The other thing I wanted to say is that I have to trust the one thing that I know is true.
What's that?
And that is Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to trust in the Lord.
That has not changed.
And yes, I think we've earned mm-hmm. what we're experiencing mm-hmm. through our own iniquities.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to make this thing happen and turn this whole thing upside down,
mm-hmm.
we have to turn back to God.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only way. Everything else is moot.
I agree. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. You know, when we expect miracles, if they don't happen, it's not the end of the world. And I say that in all humility, because when we're looking at miracles, because miracles might not turn out the way we want, doesn't mean that the other lessons aren't needed and that maybe things need to go a different way. And I also think you always make room for the miracles. George Washington would have been told it was all over. He would have been told, you know, hang it up. You're all going to be hung for treason because we were going up against the biggest army in the world. But that's not what happened. He had miracles in place. He had the spy ring in place. He had all kinds of things that he felt impressed to put together. And so it's never over. It's never over. It's always in play. And that's why I don't give up. I don't feel completely demolished today. I feel worried for our kids. That's what I feel the most worried for. But I also don't feel completely just, you know, jumping off a cliff, because why? I mean, we've been here. We've been here for years. This isn't anything new. It's just more obvious now. So in some ways, that's good. Now we can fight the beast that we actually realize we're fighting, right? So that's good. The other thing is maybe there's some lessons that need to be learned that we need to look at. But I always want to go in expecting miracles. And I also want to go in with the most positive idea of those miracles happening, because otherwise sheer will and miracles can't prevail if you don't even believe they can at all. And so, you know, there's that. So I just wanted to say to you, you know, it was odd looking at Jill's face. She's kind of a pathetic little woman. You know what I mean? She's always looking like she's hunched over and kind of in his shadow and just sort of, I don't know. She's a strange, strange gal. Anyway, Jill was sitting there with this look on her face, and it wasn't the sweet victory look. You know, when you steal something, there is no victory in that. You can't feel those same feelings of win. There's no win there. They all knew that they stole that. And so it was so evident, I think, in the faces. And of course, they weren't 6 feet apart. And of course, the mask thing, those kept slipping and nobody seemed to care. They only care, you know, about it happening to us and that double standard. But I just wanted to say it was evident today, evident. And I only saw pictures. I couldn't even watch it, to tell you the truth. I couldn't watch the spectacle. They had Lady Gaga, who is just, she's an interesting cat. She sang the all dressed in black with the yellow bird on her chest. Who knows what that was? She's just so evil to me. Anyway, she sings the national anthem. I mean, they're just mocking at this point, but you know what? This is the only glory they get. This is the only display they get to show their power. And it doesn't mean they're all powerful. It doesn't mean that. And so I look, and it's almost so pathetic to me to watch them kind of revel in their glory of what? Theft, bribery, the game of politics, crushing people, taking away people's liberty. There's never true joy in any of that. Ever. It can't be found there. And so I actually feel sorry for them today. I felt sorry. They had to line up all those flags just so people wouldn't see the optics of nobody there. And then you're looking at this display of putting their hand on the Bible or whatever display they it's mocking, and there's no true happiness or joy. They won't get to feel that. It's just pure theft. And all those people in Washington that go there and do their bidding and do not represent the people, there's no true joy at the end of the day for all of you listening that are political representatives that have been elected. There's no joy in what you're doing. There's no sweet victory in what you're doing. You're harming our liberty. Do you know in the Constitution there's no mention of capitalism, there's no mention of free enterprise? Do you know why? Because they were the byproducts. They were the byproducts of liberty. They flowed from a free people. Because when you release the chains, the people were able to produce. The people were able to do all of these things. This is why everybody wanted to come here. They could see those released chains and what it did for us. The wealth this nation has put out has been amazing because of the release of those chains on the people. They were able to produce like never before. These things are demonized right now. Demonized. The very gifts on which this country, the byproduct of the liberty that this country has had. A pure democracy is not compatible with personal security or the rights of property. We have a democratic republic. It's the people's government. Very, very, very different than what they out there in the press call a democracy. They don't even know what it is. We have elected representation that speak for the people. So when I look at what we've done to this country and what we've allowed, it's all on us. I've never had the pure belief in government. I used to before I studied. I have to be honest. I used to. Before the age of 40, I would say I did. I believed that government would do the right thing. And there's a lot of people out there that still believe that. And so, you know, what do you say to those people? I don't know. Read a book. But in everything that I've learned, it's that it always comes back to us. We allowed it. We allowed it. And now maybe the lesson will be that we hit rock bottom and that we finally set forward to establish the boundaries of our liberty, right? But we're going to have to change tactics and do it in a different way and not play their game. By not showing up today, you did not sanction this fraud. You just didn't participate in it. That's all. You just didn't participate. And that's okay. We're going to have to do a lot of that coming up, I fear. All right, I'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Someone with a heart that's really good. Now we can't change the whole wide world. Maybe we can change our neighborhood.
Merle Haggard. The song is called What I Hate. There's just some wonderful lyrics in there. You know, you can't change the whole world. You can't change a lot of what this regime wants to do and has what they feel like they have some of the power to do. But I will say this, though. I remember do you remember the near-death experience with the brain surgeon that was an atheist? And what he saw during this near-death experience was people praying for him. He actually told a pastor who he had met once, his wife, a church his wife went to, he saw in his near-death experience his wife kneeling, and the pastor's wife kneeling and praying for him. And this is a woman he didn't know very well, obviously, and being an atheist. And it touched him that she would be on her knees praying for him. And what he witnessed were little white lights coming up wherever prayers were being offered. And he could see the prayers visually. And it surprised him. And it took him aback. And he thought, well, that's crazy. You know, this is crazy. I can actually see the prayers coming up. And this is how I feel about what we do in our neighborhoods and our families right now. We don't have a huge amount of people that are those bright lights of education, those bright lights of telling it like it is and saying, this is the truth. And we need you more than ever, because if we had a visual map of people teaching in their circles, right, and affecting those lives around us, it would be a lot like what that guy saw when he saw that woman kneeling in prayer. Because when he came back, you know, obviously he's fine. He was fine after that. He came back and he told her that he saw her praying on her knees. And he would have never, ever known that. And she confirmed it. Yes, I was. And I think that the visual representation that we cannot see are those bright lights teaching in communities and families right now. And we need you more than ever. We don't need you to be discouraged. We need you to be teaching and fighting and loving and showing that people the truth, right? Because everyone's in a quest for the truth right now. And so that's what we need from you. So if you are one of those bright lights in our society that knows the truth, then don't be dimmed at all. Please be brighter than ever. We need you. We need your voices and we need your skills and we need what you have to say. And this is the time of education unlike no other that we've ever seen in our lives, because we've got to arm our kids with all this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi. I just wanted to let your listeners know mm-hmm. that Citizens for Constitutional Government is sponsoring a fantastic speaker Saturday night at the Red Lion Inn on Bluff at 7 p.m. He's a constitutional attorney, Robert Barnes. He's been working personally with the president, and he's going to have amazing information for us.
Red Lion, so, Saturday night, what time? 7?
7 p.m.
7 p.m., yeah. Red Lion. Robert Barnes, not to be missed. That's going to be a great event this Saturday night. Okay.
Thanks so much.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you for everything you guys do. Bye-bye. Really appreciate it. The Enterprise One, the Enterprise event that we were going to be speaking at, there have been some complications on that. And so we will be I will be talking about that event that we'll be speaking at, but it'll be a little, it'll probably be in St. George. Instead of Enterprise. And so it'll probably be on a different day. I just want everybody to know. So that event is going to have to be shifted and changed, the one on January 30th. Okay. But I'll let you know as soon as I know when that will be. And it'll be myself, Eric, and Morgan Philpott speaking. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I've got some breaking news. Joe Biden becomes the first communist dictator in American history. Also breaking, President Trump was the last legitimate sitting president of the United States of America. And I also have this to say, mm-hmm. they've laughed at us and degraded us for far too long. Their mm-hmm. sleazy, cheating asses walked into the White House today as if they own it all with their crimes against humanity, treason, sin we cannot even fathom and more. Mm-hmm. This election fraud is the sickest, most twisted crime done against the 80 million plus of us who did not vote for Pedo Joe. The Patriot Party has no other choice than to get uncomfortable right now, strengthen our relationship with God, and act. Reacting with anger and shutting down is what they and Satan want. I love all of you. I feel all of your sorrow. It's deep, it's painful. Patriots always rise and will conquer in God's name. We are the victory of light.
Amen, sister. Thank you. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Heartfelt words. Love it. Thank you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I just, I couldn't stand to watch the thing this morning, but I did pass through the bedroom when my husband was listening to it. I made him turn off Fox and turn on Newsmax. But I just heard a little thing of Hail to the Chief, and it just jumped in my brain. If there's somebody out there who is a writer, please write words to the song Hail to the Thief.
Ah, for sure. Oh, I love it.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah, Hail to the Thief.
Please write the song.
You're right. All right, you got it. Thank you. Yeah, in fact, anyone wants to do that, you can recite it on my show. Hail to the Thief. Listen, we've said this so many times on the show. Both parties are in on this. Both parties are in on this. Both parties have sold out. And I'm sorry to say that if you just love the Republican Party more than life itself. And I know we have a lot of Republicans listening. I'm still a registered Republican. We've been saying all along too, that research is good, that you have to look at those things that don't make sense. The one thing that the Q movement did was, I don't think it made people complacent at all. In fact, I think it made people very much interested in research. And that's such a fantastic thing. That is a good thing. We needed people to step outside the box and stop just believing it because it was on Fox News. So that is one good thing that came out of it. I didn't see complacency. I saw that people were, you know, interested for the first time that hadn't been. Also, you know, the not going and standing up and letting your voice be heard today was not sanctioning the fraud. It was just not playing their game. I really do believe very, very strongly that we must change tactics in playing this. There are certain things they want us to go do because they've set up the parameters in which to condemn us for it. And that wouldn't be a winning stance for anybody to play into their hands. So we have to come up with a different strategy. And when you look in the past at history, which I've studied greatly, they have had to change tactics in order to win against the oppression. So we're going to have to do that. When we say stand for what we want, stand first by taking off the mask. Stand second by walking into a store and doing the uncomfortable. You know what I mean? There are little ways to do it right now, but standing up against this and educating our neighborhoods and our families, these are the ways that we have to do it right now. I don't know that there's many other ways to do that. You know, they're going to make everything about Trump. They've made everything about Trump for the good and for the bad for the whole 4 years. And for most of you listening, and like myself, it's not about Trump. It's about good versus evil. It's about lying. You know, it's about the crimes that have taken place. It's about it's about so much more than Trump. It's about Republicans and Democrats working together behind the scenes on all kinds of bipartisan legislation to enslave the people of America. It isn't about Trump's personality. It isn't about Trump. It isn't about all of us believe in Trump. I don't believe in somebody in government. I believe in good versus evil, but I don't believe it that one man can save you, one man is in charge, one man picks up all the pieces. I've never believed that. And I've shared this on the show so many times I'm blue in the face over it. And I know you guys believe the same too. This is insane. You don't believe in a person. But they got us into a defense mode of defending Trump because we could see how the oppression was working and it was thrown at him. So then when people went to defend that and say, why are you doing this? Then they would come back with, you're a Trump supporter instead of a supporter of truth. You're now a Trump supporter or a Trump defender or a Trump, mean person. It was never about Trump. Not for me anyway. And so we have to be the best that we can be. And I want to share these words too, because along the lines of Solzhenitsyn, we had Zinoviev. Okay. And he actually said some things that were very, very interesting. And I want to share this with you on the way out right now. He was describing what was going to happen. He was actually exiled in 1978 from Russia. And, because of his writings about the nature of Soviet communism. And he said something that stuck with me, and I want to share that with you today. He said, a Western citizen, first of all, he said, there is no longer a political force in the West capable of protecting ordinary citizens. The existence of political parties is a mere formality. They will differ less and less as time goes on. He was right about that. And then he said this. He said, a Western citizen is being brainwashed much more than a Soviet citizen ever was during the entire era of communistic propaganda. In ideology, the main thing is not the ideas, but rather the mechanisms of their distribution. Let me say that again. A Western citizen is being brainwashed much more than a Soviet citizen ever was during the entire era of communistic propaganda. In ideology, the main thing is not the ideas, but rather the mechanisms of their distribution. The might of the Western media, for example, is incomparably greater than that of the propaganda mechanisms of the Vatican when it was at the zenith of its power. And it is not only the cinema, literature, and philosophy, all the levers of influence and mechanisms used in culture, but in its broadest sense, work in this direction. At the slightest impulse, all work in this area respond with so much consistency that it is hard not to think that all the orders come from a single source of power. Well, he nailed that one, didn't he? The parties will, the differences will get less and less. You're seeing a lot of that, aren't you? Look at Electoral College Day should have told you everything you need to know about what's going on in government and who all the jerks are. And they're all of them. Basically, there was only a few bright lights. And then, of course, we're brainwashed more than the communist, than the Soviet Union communists of their day. We have it worse in propaganda. And we're the only culture that doesn't know it. Our war for the next 4 years will be the mind. And I said this yesterday, I truly meant it. It'll be the mind. It is the war for the mind. It is the battle for the mind. People are so dumbed down that we have reached a level, it's insanity. And they're going to sell you, like I put up a meme, they're going to sell you an apple and tell you it's a watermelon. And if you don't believe it's a watermelon, then you are going to get the oppressive government at your door. And so how are we going to fight that? And this show is going to dedicate itself over the next 4 years to how we get through it, we fight it, and we maintain our sanity. Because you're going to say, but that's not a watermelon, right? That's not. It's not a watermelon. I'm looking at an apple. That is not a watermelon. And you're going to think, I'm insane. Is there anyone else with me? And I just want you guys to know that, yes, we're going to stay here, we're going to be here, and we're going to tell you, you're not nuts. This country has a lot of people brainwashed to the point where it's going to take a huge amount of detox to get them out of this. And I want us to be up to the task, and we can't be discouraged right now. There's so many people so discouraged that it didn't end up in a movie showdown. Don't be. It never was going to be. By the way, get over to a tropical pool and spa. Get yourself a hot tub. It's the best thing I ever did. It truly is. It helps me maintain my sanity, to tell you the truth. You're going to need everything you can to maintain your sanity. We're going to have to hit our knees more. We're going to have to, you know, ask God for help more, to be inspired more. What did Harold say? He said, when people asked for the inspirations, they came. People had to develop an extra sense moving forward. When you're under a regime, there's all kinds of talents and skills that will crop up, that will be, instilled. And we need to pray for those things to get through all of this and educate our children so they can fight these battles. They're strong, but we need them to have the education behind them, too. Saturday night, 7 p.m., Red Lion. Go listen to Robert Barnes. He's going to be amazing. 7 p.m., Red Lion, Saturday night. You're not going to want to miss that. And, of course, tomorrow we'll talk about the interim mayor. We'll talk about all kinds of stuff tomorrow with Uncle Milty. Be right back with Melissa. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about how to move forward.